Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we get set for Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. All right, Hugh, before we check back in with our callers here, and I will make a final determination if I'm ready to go all in with the guarantee. I mean, I've been impressed with the call. The callers today have really brought it in terms of, you know, their confidence level. You've tried to explain where you're at.
I mean, I'm confident. I'm just confident everybody else. I'm confident. Super confident.
Yeah, super confident. Yep. A very close, tight win that there'll be booze. Yeah. But anyway, we'll get back to that. And, of course, you people, and we'll put together a same-game parlay for the game. But first, Hugh, why don't we go through the games, Wild Card Weekend, and give a pick. Now, a lot of times we do this, we do it with the spreads. We don't have to do that. It's the playoffs, right? Yeah, a win is a win. It's the playoffs. It matters who wins, who advances.
So we don't have to do the Rams-Panthers game, right?
Yeah, because I got the...
Well, we do, I guess.
Got the Panthers.
To win the game.
Yeah, they're going to win.
I'm picking the Rams. Kyle?
Yeah. Picking the Rams.
Like, yeah.
The Panthers are going to win?
Yeah, they're going to
outright.
Win. Yeah, flat out.
Against the Los Angeles Rams?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I say this facetiously. They did beat them. I mean, literally in the same place in Carolina about 6 weeks ago. I don't think they could do it again, but Hugh's got the Panthers. Kyle and I have the Rams. Okay. Saturday night in snowy Chicago. The Packers and the Bears.
Bears. I got the Bears.
I got the Bears, too.
Me, too.
Clean sweep, bear down.
Darn.
Sunday at 1 o'clock, leading into the Eagles game. A fun one, the Buffalo Bills in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Ooh. Hugh Douglas, your pick.
I'm going Buffalo. I like Jacksonville, but I'm going Buffalo. Josh Allen's his whole legacy changes if he doesn't win this game.
Fair or not, you're right.
I feel I it is. It's yeah. To your point, fair or not.
You can't.
I just feel it changes.
You can't blow your best opportunity.
Yeah, you can't.
The Trevor Lawrence and the Jets.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I know they played well this season, but like, that's one you look back on.
Yeah, and you the conversation changes this weekend if you lose to Jacksonville.
I'm with you guys. I think it's the Bills. I think now Jacksonville's an impressive. I don't trust Trevor Lawrence. I know it's been like 8 weeks he's been hot, but I always feel like he's one quarter away from just imploding.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Buffalo, even though Jacksonville's had probably been more impressive for a few months now. All right, so we're all on the Bills. Obviously, we know where we're at with the Eagles. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. The Chargers at the Patriots. Hugh?
I'm kind of with you on the Drake May thing. I just feel like the Chargers are going to get this one. So, yeah, I'm going Chargers in this game.
So, I think Drake May's awesome. I just think the Patriots are overrated. And, I just, look, sometimes a quarterback in his first playoff game doesn't play well. Drake May's never been in the spot. Herbert's had a lot of playoff struggles. I think if you're talking about like what's like what do we do for? I don't know. Maybe May has some struggles in his first playoff game. Justin Herbert's also probably due to play well in the playoffs. He's obviously a good player, and he's had two rough playoff games in his career. I'm feeling an upset, at least a close game, but I think the Chargers are going to win this game.
You know, this one is one of the tougher ones for me. I go back and forth on it a little bit. I do feel like this is a game where the Pats D-line can just take over.
Should.
And the Chargers' O-line stinks right now. It's injured.
Kind of weird that they're only a 3.5-point favorite. Two seed over a seven.
It's, it is weird.
Same thing in the NFC.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Pats.
Okay. And then we have Monday Night Football to finish out Wild Card Weekend.
Monday.
The Houston Texans on the road against Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin, and the Steelers. Hugh, what do you got?
I got the Texans. I like their defense. If I'm not mistaken, they're probably, if not the best, well, obviously one of the best because we got some pretty good defense.
Oh, they're really good.
Yeah, they're good defense. So I'm going with the Texans.
I know they're on the road, and I know it's Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers and all that. I think the Texans are going to rock them. I don't think this is going to be close. I can't believe the spread is only 3. I love the Texans to win the game. I think they're going to win.
Yeah, I think the Steelers keep it close, but I'm going Texans.
It could be an ugly game. 2016, low score, and the total in the game is 38.5. All right. So, depending on who's right here, it sets up next week. You know, if Hugh's right, you pick the Bears and the Panthers, right?
The Bears.
That would send us to Chicago and the Panthers to Seattle.
Sweet home Chicago.
That's a cupcake.
Oh, I know. They'd be like a 14-point favorite in that game. And then if Kyle and I are right, it would send us to Chicago and the Rams to Seattle, which would be certainly a fun wild card, divisional round weekend in the NFL. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, John Morosi reporting the Phillies meeting with Bichette is the second meeting? What's that about?
Oh, okay.
So hard.
That's pretty impressive.
This thing has moved fast. I mean, we went from just like talking through it, our feeling on it and hope on Monday to, according to John Morosi, that means they've already had one meeting.
Second meeting is crazy.
Second meeting. Well, maybe that's why they're, maybe now we could connect some dots, right? Well, I was wondering why this got so, the reporting got so strong so fast. Well, according to John Morosi, they've already had a meeting here. Now I could see why reporters are saying he's probably going to be a Philly. There's, according to John Morosi, there's already been one meeting. Now we get meeting number two.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, you know what we got to do? We got to seal the deal. He better not get out of that second meeting without a contract. Let's wrap this thing up.
Do we need to send that guy that was there from Machado?
Oh, the electrician. I love that guy. Oh, Manny to sign here. And then do you remember what happened right after that? Manny got to the door and the door was locked. And that's when I knew Manny Machado would not be a Philly.
That's McPhil Klentak.
Yeah, and Klentak opened the door and said, "Hey, Manny." And I was like, "Yeah, there's no way this guy's signing here." And he did not. All right. Andy in Westchester's up. Hey, Andy.
Maybe. We getting Boba Fett?
I would love him here in Philadelphia. Yes.
Well, sorry about that earlier. I actually was on mute. So that answers your question, Hugh, what the level of caller is. I'm sitting there listening to you guys. Like, why can't they hear me?
So it's a buttoned up operation here, you're saying we have?
Yes.
Yeah.
All show, really.
On my end. So I didn't yesterday I didn't get to put my suggestions in for Hugh's coaching staff.
Oh yeah.
I think it's a given that it's got to be your offensive coordinator is Herb from the Northeast.
Herb.
I mean, yeah, man, he knows north, south, east, west.
He does. Eye formation. Exactly. Yeah, he's right.
You know what, I like Herb, man, but Herb doesn't know when to be quiet when other folks are talking, though. You know, it's like Herb tends to over-talk people.
Yeah. We can't have down that. And shut, boy. That.
So, I mean, I like Herb a lot, but, you know, we'll be down there doing a show, and Herb will come in, and we're on the air, and Herb talking.
Doing a show?
At the Players Lounge.
Oh, I thought you meant like in Atlanta doing a show.
No. But Herb likes to over-talk a little bit.
Yeah, that happens.
Man.
He can be your combo security guard and offense coordinator. I think that's your guy. I think different. Rhea is a good pick, but since you're not planning to last long anyway, why do you want good PR?
Well, because I
double down on everything.
That's true.
A good PR person will help extend that time.
He also doesn't want to get fired for cause, so he can collect the check when they get him out of the building.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, she could tell me what I can and cannot do. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he called him Nick Mangina. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. She'll have me covered. Yeah.
So, anyway, that's all that aside. I feel good about this game. I don't see why we wouldn't. I think they've got the upper hand in every aspect going into it. I mean, where are we worried?
Well, so I guess if you're asking me the best part of the Niners, I would say Shanahan. But we have Fangio, right? So it should work out in the Eagles' favor. I mean, could Shanahan scheme a couple plays up where they score on? It'll probably happen like that. But for the most part, you're right, Andy. Like, their biggest strength, our biggest strength, the defense at Fangio should counteract it.
Yeah, and I just think talent for talent, we're in a better position. And I need to see what's his name? God, I'm blanking now.
Forget it.
I need to see Purdy get hit.
Brock Purdy.
Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jalen Carter, that's what I'm saying. I want to see him do a Mahomes on him, slap him across the head.
Oh, that'd be great. I thought he got hurt last week at the end. I mean, he had a bloody thumb. He got rocked in that one play. Andy, we appreciate the phone call. Sometimes I'd wonder, and he has had injuries, how he survived seasons. He's small. I mean, he's one of the smaller quarterbacks in the NFL. Herb in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Herb.
What's up, JoJo?
Herb!
Hey, you, what is this?
No, I'm saying Herb, you do. I'm saying Herb. Hey, you know, Herb, I love you, but dog. We're doing a show.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, we're doing a show, and you're yelling at us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love you.
Is I get fired up.
No, I get it.
When I see you, and I see Ike, and I see this one, I get fired up.
No, I get it. I respect that, but we're going to try to run a tight ship, man. We can't have that.
Look, I got my man up there at your sinus. He knows everything. You want to take that job down in Atlanta? It's me, you, Ike, and Steve Devlin. We're coming down.
Steve Devlin coaches your sinus college.
Okay, so what are we going to
do? He's a coach. He could put him on
the
staff.
So we're going to be on the staff.
Well, he's trying to get his guy a job.
Yeah, Pitts. You know Pitts from down Atlanta. He coached him 2 years.
Oh, Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Woods,
of course,
man.
Yeah.
He
knows ball.
Ball don't lie.
So are you giving Devlin a job?
Let's talk some Eagles now, Jojo. Jaleo.
Herb.
Let's talk to Bird.
Let's do it. What are you feeling?
I haven't talked to you guys. There's certain reasons why. And then I got Spike Eskin, okay, not talking to me for the last 2 days. Then I was holding for an hour and a half yesterday.
Unbelievable, those guys.
I ain't doing that no more. You can tell him he gotta see me face to face.
Oh,
bro.
I'll tell him. I'll tell as soon as he walks in here at 1:55.
Yeah, he'll be here in a minute.
I'll tell him. You said, yep.
Oh, you said ready to put his hands up.
Yeah, I'm going to hit him like a football player. Like, you know what I'm talking about, you.
Spike ain't that
Oklahoma? A little Oklahoma drill?
So listen, the Eagles, they've been waiting for this moment. We are the champs. We are the champions, okay? They're going to come out now, and they're going to open it up. Run, pass, run. We're going to do it all, and the defense, okay? We're getting about 5 sacks this week. You understand?
Yes.
You got that?
Got it. Wrote it down. Yes. You taking notes in the notebook?
I'm bringing the blitz. We're going to have about 3 interceptions and 2 fumbles in this game. A lot of turnovers. The weather's going to be nice, okay? They're going to try to throw the ball, and boom, we're going to hit them hard, baby. 33. I just got the vest. They just shipped it from California. I got 33 on the back, 33 on the front. Cooper DeGene, he's the man. You understand?
You understand it, Hugh?
I'm listening.
Okay.
You understand that, Hugh, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Here we come. This is the first leg of 4. You understand?
Yep.
The first leg of 4. The next one, then the championship.
Then the Super Bowl.
Then the Super Bowl. Right, yeah. That's what it is, brother. We played 4 last year, so we can win 4 more this year. That's all.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We had to play 4 games. It doesn't matter. This team knows how to win on the road. Whatever happens, happens. If we get some luck in our favor and we wind up, you know, these teams get knocked off 1 and 2, mm-hmm. and we're back here at the link, man.
Uh-oh.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yes. Yes.
Easy peasy, lemon squeeze.
So are you guaranteeing a win, Herb? Is this a guarantee?
The 25th of January, we're back at the link, you know?
So are we guaranteeing a win or not?
What's up?
Are you guaranteeing a win?
I'm guaranteeing 43-20 right now. 43 Eagles, 20 San Francisco.
Write it down. Herb,
that would be
appreciate you, buddy. Good phone call.
That would be impressive.
43.
No, no shot. 43.
That would be impressive. That would be all impressive.
All right, can we quickly grab, let's grab Seamus in Brysburg. He wants to let Hugh know what a real guarantee sounds like. Seamus, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
Seamus, how we doing?
What's going on? I'm going to say one thing real quick before I get on Hugh. I had Brock Purdy as my backup quarterback in fantasy. I dropped him before week two.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fuzzy state.
There you go. Tell him.
Listen, Hugh, I'm going to show you what a real, real guarantee is. You ready?
I'm listening.
Birds by a million. We're the chance. Birds by a million.
Okay. Now, you had a chance. You had a chance at 10 o'clock to say the same thing, mm-hmm. and you passed
it up. Yeah, and you just said, go birds.
You're slacking this
we're
week.
Booed.
You're slacking.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Seamus. I'll do better.
I love you, big guys, but you're slacking this week, man.
I love you too, Seamus. I'll do better, man. I'll do better.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Go birds.
All right, Seamus. Appreciate it. You know what?
I hit y'all with the go birds, though.
He did. You did, and he did it there. Now, that's a guarantee, you right? Like, he came on, he said birds, Eagles by a million, not 20, not 25. That's a guarantee. Kyle came
no,
in.
I get
and
it. Hey, Seamus, thank you for showing me the error of my way.
That's leaving no doubt.
That's
no,
leaving
nobody's
doubt
getting booed.
Whatsoever.
They're winning by a million. Come on.
No.
All right. Hugh, yes. I thought about this for the entire show. And you started us off with a guarantee. Kyle really started us off Monday with a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to join the party. We're still not sure 4 hours in if mm-hmm. you were actually there. But I'm ready to go there. Eagles are winning this football game. It's a guarantee Sunday. Guarantee it. Eagles win on Sunday.
Ooh.
We're going to Chicago next week.
To Chicago.
Get ready. That's next week because I think the Bears are going to win and the Eagles are going to win. It's a guarantee.
Bear down.
No booing.
Bear down.
Well, this week.
That's not our thing.
Yeah, that's
no,
their
thing.
No, we're back on the Eagles Niners thing.
Okay, yeah, we're back.
Yeah,
we're go back. Birds.
There was no feeling for that.
Go Birds.
There we go. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
It's a guaranteed win. There's going to be no booing. They're going to score 24 points, and they're going to win this football game.
There we go. That's good. I'm sure the people are glad to have you on this side.
They're probably upset, actually. They probably wish I picked the game.
It's going to be a little bit of booing.
You called division 3 years.
I know. They should be happy I'm on this side. Plus, I mean, we can't have Hugh half guaranteeing and me not confident.
No.
And that'd be a bad
thing. I'm saying this is going to be some booing.
Somebody needed to come.
I don't know why. I don't know. I can't. My vision didn't tell me why they're booing, but mm-mm. I saw some booing.
Somebody needed to pick up your slack today.
Again, your dreams don't have to be shared on the air.
Okay, fine. I'm just going to be some. It's going to be some booing. It's going to be a little bit of booing. I'm not saying it's going to be like a rain down.
You mean like
booing.
The first drive if they go three and out? Third quarter
booing. My vision did not tell me all that, but my vision told me there's going to be some booing.
Again, diary.
A segment of Hugh's diary would be wild. All right, can we check in with you people?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
See that bounce back from yesterday, by the way? Right on it.
Boom.
Right on the open.
Yep.
So every now and then we get an AI overview of of the YouTube chat.
You know I have an issue with AI this week.
I know. Okay. Today's is a doozy. I'll get to that a little bit later. Glad to see you guys are firing on all cylinders today.
That must be from the first segment.
I was.
It could have been at any point.
Well, you're right. Callers.
This has been a dumpster fire. And simultaneously, one of the most fun shows.
No, I'm saying it's a Friday.
It's usually like that
on a Friday.
Football Friday.
You know what's funny?
Lock in.
You know what's funny about this Friday, though? Mm. We didn't get the curse words like we usually get on Friday.
We
usually get it like three or four dumps on a Friday. Yeah. We don't think we had any.
Especially when the hype speeches are going.
Yeah. We didn't have any.
Nobody can control themselves.
We got 7 minutes left. Give us time.
That's true.
Give it time.
I mean, look, I got my eye on Hugh over there.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I've had my moment.
I mean, holy crap with today, fellas.
Is that it? Just holy crap with today?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You act like it's different than any other day that we crack these mics.
Today was extra moronic, though.
What does extra moronic look like?
Just go back and listen to the whole show. Just go back to the Odyssey app.
Available on Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. That's what
moronic. I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I'll be like, damn, I actually get paid for this. Like, for real.
It's kind of a joke. Well, it turns out you guys look like just as big a morons as you sound.
What does that mean?
I'm assuming they're usually radio listeners.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like,
welcome to YouTube.
Oh, there they go.
Yeah.
Not impressed.
Like, oh.
I get that with me. I'm surprised when people don't know what Hugh looks like. Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
Really?
Those are always my favorites. Like, whoa, that's you, Douglas.
Like when there's a stray, Jillio is a face for radio. Yeah. Like, I get it. That's funny.
Like, damn.
But like, we all know what Hugh looks like.
I wonder why, because it seemed like I've gotten grayer as we've meandered through this.
Are you blaming us?
Sure. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Y'all worry me to death.
I don't
worry you.
To death.
Listen, Guess It Takes is not that serious. Please don't. Please don't age yourself over Guess It Takes.
Worry me to death.
Kyle's guarantee is worth about as much as a Hugh Douglas Jacksonville football card.
That's
probably about what, $3-4?
I am surprised Jacksonville great, yes. Hugh Douglas picked against the Jaguars this weekend.
Duval? Yeah. I don't think they're gonna win.
You think
Are
you rooting against them?
Well, we know Josh Allen's story is going to change. Like, his whole – it's not fair at the quarterback spot, but that's how they're measured. Mm-hmm. The conversation going to change if Josh Allen going home next week.
Yeah, you know it would be funny.
And while you're playing, it might be another job opening.
Oh, McDermott.
Yeah,
ouch.
It might be another job opening.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line for that team.
Yeah.
Another one for you not to get.
Yeah.
He's not going to Buffalo. It's too cold for him.
No, I'm not doing that.
He doesn't have a coat.
All right, I'm done with Kyle's mustache. It's not up to you.
But he's done with it.
Not up to you. I'm not.
That's really ultimately what matters, but he could be done with it. So,
What are they going to do?
Nothing.
Okay. As usual, Jillio can't pick a side.
That's always what happens on this show.
That's you.
That's me. Just right down the middle.
Typical Jillio.
No opinions, especially about the quarterback. Yeah. No opinions. Well.
Real tough guys you are, guaranteeing a win over the corpse of the Niners. That is true. I mean,
you got to pick and choose your guarantee spots.
Yeah, you can't do it all.
Yeah. It's one thing to do it against the Niners in the first round rather than, like, you know, the Rams or something.
I mean, you can call it tough, but guaranteeing a win against the Rams is crazy talk.
Also.
And it's just not sincere.
Why don't you guarantee a win, tough guy?
I guess they feel like they're above that.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't be.
Are we sure Hugh is built for another deep postseason run?
I'm not.
Yeah, I am.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, man. We gonna go. Like, but here's the best part about it. Going to California.
Well, tell us why.
Well, there's a number of reasons why we can get some wine, some nice little wine.
Yep.
They got some pretty decent broccoli out there. We ain't got to bring it with us.
Anything else?
We're gonna go to the museum. We're gonna visit some historical sites.
Which one?
The historical ones.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep it PC because
it only took you all week.
There's gonna be a historical site.
You left one out.
Where?
We get to go to dinner again and have Elliot pick it out and Spike hate the place we go.
Oh, that was the absolute best time, Kyle.
It was hilarious.
When Elliot he picked the restaurant.
And he really tried. Like he
really, really tried. And the restaurant had no vegan options.
Well, that's good.
Spike had a full meltdown at dinner. And I laughed. Like, Spike was sitting next to me. Spike was not my friend that night because I laughed. I was high, and I kind of was in and out of being high, and I was laughing at him all night.
Can't see that for some reason.
He left out the part that after the anger, you know, wore off and we ordered food, you fell asleep during his nap.
Oh.
Hey.
It was 6:30 Central Time.
No, Kyle. I was in and out of sleep laughing at him because he was hot. He ordered some French fries, and he was like, I'm listening to the whole conversation, right? And he's like, are they fried in the same oil as you fry everything else? He didn't want to take any chance. And the more I think about this story, if he's listening to it, I know he's probably mad at me, but he was hot.
It was a tough scene.
That's tough. Man, Douglas pulled his foot off the gas instantly on that guarantee.
I did not.
The people
I
heard
just
it.
You can't get one by these people. I did not. I just told you how it was going to go.
It was the least strong guarantee I've ever
heard. I just told you how it was going to go.
If Joe Namath is the gold standard of sports guarantees, this is the opposite.
I just told you how it was going to go.
Yeah. Yep, two Jets greats. So that's it, Hugh. Go Birds. You played in the NFL.
Boy, I tell you, y'all killing me.
They were disappointed in you.
No, I'm just trying to tell you how it's going to play out. Uh-huh. Don't be disappointed in me. Be disappointed in this underachieving offense all year.
Don't worry. We got the wait till the AI overview, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Careful standing up that fast there. You're going to need some ice when you get home today.
Yeah, I thought about that. No, you know what?
Oh, that
hurt
was my favorite part of the show
the
today.
Other
when you
day,
stood up.
When I try to pull that shoe up, then I'm going to pull my damn hamstring. That ain't. Mm-mm.
Yep. You're not going to make it through the postseason at this rate.
Are we sure that lady from this morning wasn't a dream?
I'm not.
No.
No, because she hit me up. She said that was, and she told me who she was. She's
more on, visions? Yeah, have you gone to a doctor?
No, she was cool.
Okay, Hugh's time with us is clearly almost up. Oh, man.
Y'all are brutal.
Time for my favorite AI overview in this YouTube chat history. Viewers in the chat are reacting to someone named Hugh, with some finding his behavior strange and annoying.
That might be the tagline.
Oh, they were killing me in
the
chat.
Every day, dude.
If you ain't got haters, you ain't pops.
There you go.
Strange and annoying is like exactly how I would describe it.
You remember?
I mean, I can't. You know what, Kyle? Honestly, I can't even be mad at that.
You remember Reggie Jackson once said? Hear what did Reggie Jackson say? They don't boo nobody.
They don't boo nobody. Strange and annoying.
Strange.
That is crazy. But that's Philly, though. I love each and every one of you.
That's just a robot's read on this whole thing.
Strange and annoying.
One last time. We'll talk to you at 1. We're counting down a kickoff on Sunday, 2 o'clock for the pregame show live from the link. Hugh, guaranteeing a victory?
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Yeah. All right. Don't worry. Get that last part out.
No, we got it.
That's it. Cut it, Mike. Afternoon show next. Sports Radio 94 WIB.
Peace.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.